Track 7, more news stories. Historic pub to be community asset. An historic pub in Cockwood could be saved after councillors agreed to register it as a community asset. Dawlish Town Council's full council meeting heard that MP Martin Wrigley, who had been approached, suggested the Ship Inn should be considered to be nominated under the scheme. Councillors voted in favour of applying to Teignbridge Council to register the 17th century pub as an asset of community value. This will now be submitted in recognition of its significance to the local community. The decision follows concerns over its future and potential sale. The pub hit the headlines in October 2023 when it collapsed during heavy rain. The town council was told the pub, which has been closed since the cob wall collapsed and needs significant rebuilding, may be put on the market with a reported guide price of £50,000. This does not include the costs of rebuilding and substantial repairs. By registering the pub as a community asset under the Localism Act, the listing lasts for up to 5 years. This means if the owner decides to sell, the district council must be notified. The building is made from cob, a traditional West Country building material, which is a mixture of mud and straw. When the rain hit, an entire wall collapsed, leaving a gaping hole to one side of the building. Upper accommodation, where the chef had lived, was one of the rooms left exposed. Before the wall collapsed, a large crack visible from the outside had been investigated. A build-up of water may have penetrated the crevice and destabilised the cob construction. The pub is owned by Punch Pubs & Co.
A planning application to build a micro-energy storage facility on land at 2 Mile Oak Cross has been refused. Teignbridge District Council rejected plans for the 200-kilowatt energy storage system, dubbed a battery box, in a decision notice posted to its planning portal on July the 7th. A battery box imports electricity from the local network when demand for electricity is low before exporting it back to the grid during periods of high demand. Teignbridge District Council said the proposal would fail to conserve the significance of Grade 2 listed 2 Mile Oak Inn by virtue of its siting, scale, massing and industrial appearance. The council went on to say that the development would become a prominent structure to the detriment of the farmland character of the setting of the listed building.
Cliff Work in Line for Engineering Award. A groundbreaking scheme to stabilise cliffs between Dawlish and Holcombe is in the running for a prestigious engineering award. The ambitious £32 million network rail project to protect the vital rail link below the cliffs has been shortlisted for the Institution of Civil Engineers in Southwest Civil Engineering's Awards 2025, and the public can vote for their favourite in the People's Choice Award. This is the latest accolade for the decade-long scheme to repair and future-proof the iconic coastal railway line since the devastating storm of 2014. This part of the project stabilised 1.2 kilometres of steep, geologically sensitive coastal cliffs above the main railway line between Dawlish and Holcombe. It involved dividing the cliffs into 9 behavioural units and installing 6,200 soil nails, totalling 60 kilometres in length, along with 21,000 square metres of cliff netting. Working in a harsh marine environment, teams used rope access, drilling on near vertical faces up to 40 metres high, with up to 18 cliff-mounted rigs operating simultaneously. A key innovation was the development of a new combination bar solution, which reduced embodied carbon and saved more than £7 million, allowing the full stop to be delivered despite inflationary pressures. Remarkably, the works were completed without disrupting rail services, even during one of the wettest winters on record. The project has helped protect local homes, supported more than 250 jobs, and included a skills development program for local college students. It now provides a 100-year design life, ensuring long-term resilience for this stretch of railway. Last year, another part of the scheme won an award. That was the £42 million Parsons Tunnel Rockfall Shelter Scheme, which won the title of Best New Build Project, over £10 million at the ICE Southwest Awards in 2024. The project involved construction of a 110-long protective structure next to Parsons Tunnel at Holcombe to prevent boulders and cliff debris falling onto the railway. The shelter was built to withstand the impact of a 5-ton boulder falling from the cliff face above. The cliff stabilisation project is one of 12 in the running for this year's regional ICE award. The projects reflect the region's commitment to sustainable infrastructure, climate resilience, and community-focused design. Each scheme demonstrates how civil engineering is improving life in the Southwest, whether through safer travel, environmental protection, or flood mitigation. Miranda Houston, an ICI Southwest Regional Director, said, "This award is a brilliant opportunity for everyone to recognise the civil engineering projects that shape and strengthen our communities."
Buck Farsley names town ram Ramaldino. A ram sculpture installed at the main entrance to Buck Farsley's town centre has been named Ramaldino. The sculpture, which stands at the junction of Plymouth and Strode Road, represents the town's ancient wool heritage. The name Ramaldino was chosen following a public vote and was almost pipped at the post by the moniker Ramesses. 188 people voted online and via paper voting slips, a spokesperson from Buck Farsley Town Council said. The ram is part of a project funded by the UK Shared Prosperity Fund to encourage more visitors to the town and make the town look more cared for and welcoming by upgrading the boring and unkempt junction. Buck Farsley Town Council has also installed new ram-themed boundary signs.